Mr. Gus Unger Hamilton from Alt J. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir? Thank you for chatting to Triple J again.
No problem. Always a pleasure.
What are you up to at the moment? Where are you? What can you see?
I'm at home. I can see it's pretty windy outside and all the trees are blowing frightening in a very frightening manner.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. You're safe inside. You've got double glazed glass.
Fortunately, yes.
Nice, nice. Now, we've spoken to you guys already this week and mentioned that you guys are coming to Australia for the Falls Festival. Very, very exciting for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We really can't wait. It's going to be great.
You will have a new album out by then.
Yep, that comes out in September. So hopefully people know the new songs and stuff, yeah.
Good, good. We've established that. In fact, we premiered your new single, Every Other Freckle, just last week. So what else, what possible other reason, Gus, could we be talking to you for today?
Well, we might be in Australia a little bit before Falls, actually, which is exciting, very exciting.
Excuse the ridiculous fanfare, but this is the news. You guys are popping over a little bit early.
Yeah, we're coming over in October to do some smaller shows, which is going to be absolutely great.
You say smaller, but there are two shows at the Forum Theatre and the Enmore Theatre. They're quite large.
Yes, I suppose I mean smaller than festivals.
Yes.
But they are large places to play. Yeah.
It's going to be great. I did see, and you guys, were you guys playing in January in London? Some massive show just got announced?
Yeah, we're playing at the O2 Arena, which is really quite scary, but very exciting at the same time. Yeah.
That is good. Now you're only playing these two shows here on the 6th of October. It's a Monday night at the Melbourne Forum Theatre, and then Tuesday the 7th of October at the Enmore Theatre. It's an all-ages show, that second one. Are there any other plans while you're in town to do anything nice? You got any extra time?
Well, I think the 6th of October is actually Joe's birthday, so we'll probably do something nice in Melbourne while we're over there for his birthday and stuff. So that should be great. But it's a kind of a whirlwind schedule we've got this autumn, so we'll hopefully have some time to do some cool things while we're in Australia, but might have to save it for, Falls and stuff over the New Year.
Absolutely. Well, we're bringing in the New Year. It'll be a perfect place to do it, the Falls Festival and Southbound Festivals. And maybe Joe's birthday. Maybe we can organise something nice for the Melbourne show.
Well, yeah. Let's hope he doesn't listen to Triple J. It can be a surprise.
Hey, I'm talking to Gus from Alt J. I'm going to chuck on that song we premiered just last week, Every Other Freckle, and then we should chat about it and what other things you guys are up to.
Great, fantastic.
Here it is on Triple J, Every Other Freckle. I want to share your mouthful. There it is on Triple J, ending with a nice little keyboard line, I'm guessing, played by you, Gus Unger Hamilton. That's Every Other Freckle by Alt J. Nice one.
Yeah, that's right. That's my work there.
Very, very good. Now, I'm guessing, is it Joe's work when he has written and sung the lyric, turn you inside out and lick you like a crisp packet?
Yeah, that's all him. Yeah, I absolutely love that line. Yeah,
it's very, it's evocative. It's very, very visual. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you guys are no strangers to sort of attention-grabbing lyrics once you delve in deeply, especially from, well, the first record. Are these ones inspired by a book or just a good old-fashioned love song?
I think it's more of the good old-fashioned love song kind of thing, yeah. You know, sort of a collection of kind of images that sort of describe kind of being obsessed with somebody, I suppose. Maybe even if you don't know them, you've just seen them opposite you on a train or something, that kind of thing.
Good, you managed to make it a little bit creepy. That's nice. Yeah, because it's like...
Yeah, a little bit creepy, yeah.
What, is it the line that you sing, let me be the wallpaper that papers up your room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very, very good.
Which is, there's all kinds of nice little sort of images in there, yeah.
This is very nice indeed. Now, it's part of a brand new record which you guys are going to have out, and you'll be in Australia in time. It has been released, as we said, Melbourne Forum Theatre on the 6th of October, 7th of October, Sydney at the Enmore Theatre. I guess last time you guys were here, Gwil Sainsbury was in the band. He left the band a little while ago. How's he doing?
He's doing really good, yeah. We saw him a few weeks ago. He's going back to uni to do a master's, and he's really happy, yeah. I think it's clearly been the best thing for him to do, so we're happy for him, and he's happy for us, and he's got, he's had the new album, and he loves it, so yeah, everything's really good, which is amazing.
Cool. For the songs that he recorded on the first album, have you worked out live who's going to play those tricky little guitar lines and the bass runs?
Yeah, we have a guy coming out on the road with us called Cameron, who's going to be playing guitar and bass and stuff, so... He's fitting in really well, and he should do a good job kind of playing Gwil's parts, I think, yeah.
Nice. Does he have a dad who has a Twitter account who can keep everyone updated like Gwil did?
I've forgotten about Gwil's dad's Twitter stylings. I haven't found out if Cameron Senior is on Twitter yet, but I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I think actually Gwil's dad doesn't tweet as much anymore either, so it's a bit of a sadness.
Yeah.
who does, is it Cameron or one of you guys, that does the Miley Cyrus impersonation when you guys play Hunger of the Pine live?
Well, we have it on a kind of like sort of sample pad. So when you hit this thing with a drumstick, it makes a sound like Miley Cyrus. So that's how we're going to do it live. That's going to be Cameron's responsibility on stage. But none of us is kind of actually going to attempt to sing that line in any way like Miley Cyrus. I think we're leaving it purely up to technology to fill that one in.
You are playing some massive shows, around the place, as you said, including the O2 Arena. You could invite Miley to come out and have a little bit of a sing.
Yeah, we asked her if she might be up for doing it in LA, and she's not sure if she's going to be in town, so we'll see. But, I mean, yeah, it'd be great to come and get her to do it in some other places, but I suppose it's a big, big effort for her to come over to play London and just sing that one line. But you never know. Maybe her love for Alt J really does run that deep.
Well, I know she's a fan of the song, so that would be cool. Maybe we should, I don't know if she's been to Australia. She's on tour with Lily Allen at the moment. She could pop down to Australia for these shows, maybe. Anyway, who knows?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
You would.
Wouldn't be that much of a bother.
Triple J, I'm talking to Gus from Alt J. Let's have a tune. We've got to come back and hear a little bit more about what's going on with you guys. On the radio. There's Miley there. I'm talking to, as I've now dubbed you, Gus Unger of the Pine Hamilton from Alt J.
Yep. That's a good one.
Can't have been the first person to do that, and hopefully I'll be the last.
I think the fans were on that one within about, I don't know, 2 hours of us posting that song. So, there was kind of lots of photoshopped images of my face on pine trees and things. So, yeah, well and truly done.
Very, very good. Hey, nice video clip for that song, by the way. That was really quite a thing, that gentleman running through the woods with the arrows.
Cheers. Yeah, we were really happy with how it turned out. It's an idea that Joe had, kind of a sort of just one kind of image. You know, I think the simple ideas are often the best for videos.
Was there a version of it where the flaming arrows make contact, hit the guy?
I don't believe so. I think the flaming arrows were purely sort of CGI, so I suppose we knew it was always going to black out at the end there. But, I mean, maybe there is some secret director's cut that even we don't know about. So,
Now, the album, which all of these tracks we've been talking about is going to be on, This Is All Yours, out the 22nd of September.
Indeed, that's very true, yes.
It's all prepared. Are you all ready?
Yeah, it's been ready for ages, yeah. I mean, because you have to kind of, get the albums literally completely finished 3 months before release. That's like the minimum amount of time it takes to turn around and produce an album. So I think they're being manufactured at the moment. Well, I haven't seen a physical copy of the album yet, but I'm hoping to get one any day now, which will be really, really exciting. Yeah.
Is it a different feeling from the first record?
We're just as excited for the actual album in terms of the music. But, I remember with the first album, the head of our label coming to one of our gigs and bringing us just a mastered copy of the album, which didn't even have the artwork. It was just a sort of CDR with just like an Awesome Wave master copy written on it. And that was just unbelievably exciting, and sort of, so this time around, I haven't seen that copy of that CD and probably would be like, oh yeah, that's cool again. But I think it's not quite, everything is so new when it's your first album.
The cover for An Awesome Wave was that really nice kind of like sort of tree design, or either a tree or steamed up in the shower sort of glass. What sort of vibe have you gone for This Is All Yours?
It's a painting which was done by Tom, our drummer, at university. Not really something that I think he particularly even remembered doing. It's kind of like just testing some colours on a piece of paper, but we found it in one of his sort of art books. It's really nice, just like super kind of abstract design, bold colours. I think it's going to sort of translate really well onto things like, T-shirts and everything else, because with the stamp, it was annoying. We couldn't use the artwork on any kind of merch or anything, because it was owned by the European Space Agency, the image. So all the fans were like really wanting to buy, T-shirts with the artwork on them, and they couldn't, because we weren't allowed to make them. So this time we could hopefully create awesome, This Is All Yours kind of pencil cases and, picnic sets and all kinds of things.
The full picnic set. I would love to see just those like napkins inside the picnic set. That would be great.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you can use those picnic sets, obviously, here in October, and also at Falls Festival, a lot of picnics going on. Anyway, it's lovely to talk to you. I'm going to play Left Hand Free, another tune which we have heard from This Is All Yours. I love this song. As people say, a very different song, very fun song. And is it one that came together rather quickly?
Yeah, we literally kind of sort of wrote the bare bones in about 15 minutes. It was very much started with this guitar hook, and then we kind of all sort of seemed to sort of know exactly what we were supposed to do. You know, it was very exciting, and to write something that quickly is very unusual for us. You know, normally we sort of agonise over our songs and craft them over a long period of time.
Where does the actual guitar riff come from? Who came up with it?
That's Joe's guitar riff, which used to be part of, like, Blood Flood, when Joe was writing Blood Flood, like, a few years ago. And then he realised it didn't fit in with Blood Flood in the slightest, which I guess it doesn't. And now it's a song in its own right.
Two for the price of one kind
yeah,
of thing.
A little bit of, yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, a bit of all J trivia, there you go.
Well, I'm going to play right now featuring that sweet organ solo. Nice work on this as well. Did that come out?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Kind of just, you just got to go nuts at the end of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we just thought this is the kind of song where you can do sort of not whatever you want, but, you know, we can play in a style that is not the way we usually play. So Tom's doing drum fills, which he never normally does.
Yeah,
I'm doing
right.
kind of organ solos and
things.
It's like
things you're
and,
in you know, the Commitments or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we are kind of playing characters in a sense. It's a lot of fun, yeah.
That's nice. Awesome. I'm going to play it now, and I'll see you guys in October and then again for Falls Festival. The tour dates are up at triplej.net.au. Gus, thank you so much for chatting to us, man.
No problem. Thanks. Nice to talk to you, Lindsay. See ya.
Shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.